Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, lots to get to from over the weekend in the sports world. We get to the NFL to begin, also Nebraska women's basketball played, and the Huskers, the men played on Friday, and predictably terrible to that next segment. They play again tonight against Indiana.
Could you be a little more positive?
I am all the way positive. I did a plank this morning.
Good morning, you got a haircut.
My hair's cut. I feel fresh. You know, you feel so
fresh. You hear that, Harrison? I am. My hair's cut.
I'm upbeat. I'm happy. I'm in a good mood.
Good.
Energetic.
Good.
As usual.
Yeah, you are. Harrison is here. Happy about his Bulls. I think his Bulls are trending in the right direction. Yeah. Zach LaVine's out right now, right?
Yeah, the Bulls are not as good as the Heat, though. Okay. They might be above in the standings, but we beat them every time we play them.
Yeah, well, one thing about being a Nebraska basketball fan, like you're a Nebraska basketball fan. How does it feel, then? What's today?
Today is January 17th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day today.
Yes, important day, January 17th. It is January 17th. How does it feel to be not even in contention for the NIT?
Well, you want to know a key to high energy and happiness, Sip?
I'm sorry.
You want to know a key?
I promised someone I'd do that. What? Go ahead.
You don't watch the games. You just avoid them.
I watched Friday.
I was at a bar and I caught, oh, there's the Huskers. Oh, they're down by 25. Well, that's about what I thought.
We'll talk about that later. Indiana tonight, 5 p.m.
Yep, 5 p.m. at PBA. We'll see what I'm curious what attendance is like for this game.
I'm curious, but I'm not curious enough to go.
Yeah, I'm not going. You will not see me in the stands this evening.
Nebraska 0-12 overall, 0-7.
No, they're
6-12.
6-12 overall.
Yeah, what am I thinking? 6-12 overall, 0-7 in the conference.
That's right.
Indiana 3-3 overall, 12-6 is correct.
Yep. There you go. That's
12-6
tonight, at PBA.
Indiana, very beatable Indiana team. Not bad, though. They're good. Play great defense, and they have one of the best bigs in the Big Ten, for sure.
Trace Jackson Davis. Yeah, you love him.
I like him.
You seem to praise that guy quite a bit when he's mentioned on this show.
Indiana will be a tough team to beat tonight.
Yeah, well, I think every team you feel confident about Nebraska beating Northwestern. They beat Michigan State last week.
Yeah,
on the road they beat Michigan State.
The more in East
Lansing.
The more I watch Northwestern, the less confidence I get, and the more I watch Penn State, the less confidence I get.
The team that you might sneak one out on is Maryland. They're bad right now, but they're not Nebraska bad. Like, they see you as like, all right, let's get one of our two wins in conference play we can get. Let's beat Nebraska.
Let's talk about something more pleasant.
Yes.
Zach.
How about the NFL playoffs? It wasn't that glamorous this weekend. A lot of blowouts. There was a couple good games. One yesterday with the Cowboys Niners, and then of course on Saturday. Yeah, you had the kickoff, the action. Bengals, Raiders. Both teams had long droughts coming in terms of playoff wins. The Bengals had not won a game in the playoffs since my birth year, 31 years ago, 1991. And Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor cracked the curse, and they beat the Raiders 26-19. There was a lot of issues with referees in this game. And in fact, Sip, this referee crew is not able to ref any more games this postseason. They have been banned from any more games. Jerome Bogar's crew.
Is that right?
They have been basically said, you are done for the postseason. It's
well,
over.
There was the whistle that blew that Zach and Joe Burrow said they didn't hear.
Yes.
Jokingly. I mean, kind of slyly.
Joe Burrow is going out to his right. Looks like he is almost out of bounds. And the refs thought that he was out of bounds. And there was a whistle blown.
Rolls to his right.
Rolls to right. Right before he's out of bounds, he throws the ball to was it Tyler Boyd? I forget who it threw to. Tyler Boyd, I believe. And it was a touchdown.
Touchdown.
But yes, there was a whistle blown, uh-huh. And the play was still counted as a touchdown, and that helped
and
the Bengals win.
Both Burrow and Zach were asked if they heard the whistle, and they both smiled and said, I didn't hear any whistle. Okay, so Zach goes out to a bar or two after the game and salutes the fans. He instructs his guys to go out to the Cincinnati, out into the world, out into the real world in Cincinnati and hand out game balls. Pretty cool move by Zach. Zach went to a bar himself.
He did. I mean, that move itself,
has Jake written all over it.
The fact you have not won a game in 31 years in the playoffs, the fact you respond like that and just, you go out in the town and you hand out game balls to the fans who are supportive of you. How is Cincinnati not like the darling team this year in the NFL? If you are a fan of the NFL but don't have a team, like, I feel like you got to cling to the Bengals. What they do is cool. They are just so full of swag.
Yeah.
They're cool, they're likable, and they have swag for days.
I'll give you that. The Bengals, I'd say, are the Bills.
But the Bills were there the last 2 years, right, though. Okay. They have been there recently.
Okay, now, the one other thing I got to ask you about on the Raiders-Bengals game, and you are a little more with it than I am.
Thank you.
In this world.
Thank you.
Okay, so final drive. I mean, Bengals have to hold off the Raiders. Raiders are thrown into the end zone late in the game.
Right.
I mean, the last play of the game
was picked off at the one. But right there.
Picked off.
In the red zone. Inside the 10.
Right. But on that drive, it was kept alive by a roughing the passer call. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I just thought at that point, the football gods can't let the Raiders win this game because it would be unjust. I just thought there's no way.
Because of how bad the call was?
A terrible call. I mean, the guy, now Carr sold it. You saw it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The guy kind of grazed Carr's shoulder pad. Carr's head snapped back. I think Carr sold it. He snapped his head back on his own, and the flag flew. And I thought it was a terrible call. Like, I don't know what people were making of it. It didn't. Mike Tirico and Drew Brees weren't making a lot of it. Not a lot of it. They said bad call. But I thought if the Raiders win, would that have, okay, what I'm asking you is, would that have become a major talking point?
Well, the Raiders might say, well, remember that missed touchdown that you had with the whistle called earlier? I guess karma's, pays it back a little bit there.
Well,
right?
But what I'm getting at more is it just, have we just settled into an acceptance where the quarterbacks are overly protected?
Well, they are. I mean, there were several in all the games. There was a couple different penalties roughing the passer where it just wasn't egregious.
It's not roughing the pass. I mean, that was not roughing the
passer. Think about this too. There's sometimes this happened. I saw it against Roethlisberger last night. They called roughing, but that, like, a guy coming in, he gets shoved by the guy blocking him and he goes low accidentally. He's not trying to,
right?
He's not like diving in intentionally untouched low. Then I get it. I understand if that's roughing, but he gets pushed into him low and that's roughing the passer.
Can't there be some
accidental?
Can't there be some discretion in those flags? I mean, throwing that flag automatically on the Bengals, on the defender who just grazed Derek Carr, hit his shoulder pad. And the flag flies. Yep. It's just, if there's contact, it's flying. Come on. I mean, that was a huge part of the game. It was the last drive. It was the final drive. Raiders last ditch drive to win or tie the game. And that's going to overtime. They're not going for
I forget. Was there a helmet touch in that one at all or not?
No.
That's okay. I was thinking it might be a helmet touch, which still, even if you touch it, it shouldn't be.
It could have been grazed, perhaps.
I think there might have been a grazed helmet there. But again, grazed. Like Derek Carr probably didn't even, he sold it, but he knew he had to because it was not egregious. Uh-huh. Like, I've always thought that roughing the passer needs to be egregious. If it's way late and the guy waylays him, okay, yeah, it's roughing. But we have made roughing the passer become just a standard thing. That's a part of almost every drive.
So the Bengals advance to play.
They will play the Titans.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's Bills, Chiefs, Titans, Bengals.
Tough. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Oh, right. I think they'd rather play the Titans than the Chiefs. They already beat the Chiefs, okay. But the Titans are
one seed. That's a one seed.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Tennessee is not as hard to play at as Kansas City is. Okay. That fan base is way more rabid.
Are you sure
in
about
KC?
This?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Tennessee's a fine fan base. It's not KC though.
I trust
and also Derrick Henry is back, but what's he gonna be like? Is he gonna be the normal Derrick Henry? Is he gonna be the guy we knew of that was superb before he got hurt on Halloween?
So,
or is he a guy that's going to be a little tentative, which I know is not his nature, but he's also coming off of a injury that kept him out for like 8 weeks.
Okay. So the matchups in the AFC are
Bills, Chiefs, okay. Epic on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
I could confirm that. And then Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Titans.
Right.
That's what you want. That's your top four seeds right there.
That's beautiful. It is beautiful. The Bills.
Let's focus on them for a second, shall we?
Well, yeah. Focus on the Bills and what the Patriots didn't do, which is show up.
you just hate to see it, don't you? You just hate to see it.
Well, I think it's informative in our discussions during our own fall where Nebraska's playing. And we often have this conversation about teams in general. And we have to remind ourselves what happened on Saturday night at Orchard Park, right? Which meant the Bills going up, what was it, 27-3?
Yeah.
They score on,
you confirm what the score at halftime was.
They score on their first four possessions for sure. And you said
27-3 at half.
Josh Allen makes it look pretty easy. He's healthy. He's a bear, by the way. He's healthy because why do I keep saying that? He's healthy because he runs so much and he's still healthy. I mean,
he ran six times for 66 yards.
Right.
Average 11 yards a carry.
He
had more touchdowns and incomplete passes on Saturday.
Yeah. He's a bear.
He was 21 for 25. So four incompletions for 308, five touchdowns, zero picks, and sacked zero times.
Okay. Now, what's informative about this game is, and we can go back to this and use it as a reference point as the calendar year goes forward. And what am I talking about? The Patriots didn't show up. Now, we say that, and they didn't. They didn't show up. They didn't look interested to me.
I love it.
Okay. They did
it
not
was so
look
fun.
They did not. I watched it from the very first play, mm-hmm. and I thought there was, they clear. One instance early, Josh Allen takes off around right end.
Yeah.
The pursuit by the Patriots was just blah. In fact, one of their linemen looked to me like he was jogging after Allen. Looked like he had an angle on him, but just didn't look like he was interested in closing out and tackling him to me. Okay, now what I'm getting at is this. We often say, how can Team X not show up for a big game? Well, it happens. And you know who it happened to? The best football coach that's ever stood on a sideline in the NFL.
That's why it was beautiful.
But can't we remind ourselves that it happens? It's sort of inexplicable. How could you not show up for that game? You're in a packed stadium against a rival.
Well, you have a rookie quarterback making his first playoff appearance on the
road. Are you going to try to sell me why they shouldn't
show
up? Is that what you're doing?
No, because
now?
I love the fact they didn't. The fact the Patriots got waxed, embarrassed, and the first seven drives were touchdowns scored against them. By the way, the Bills, Sip, they had the first time in the history of the NFL what is called a perfect offensive game. That means no field goals. Or not an attempted, no punts.
They missed some PATs.
They missed two PATs. But they had no field goal attempts, no punts, no turnovers, and no sacks allowed.
That's incredible.
A perfect offensive
game. That's incredible.
Game.
Yeah, and I hope that what you're hearing in me in disparaging the Patriots, you're not hearing me take away from the Bills. But I still ask you the question, how does the the best coach in NFL history not have his team ready for a playoff game? Ask yourself that. How were they not ready? What was going on? What's the dynamic in that locker room that they came out flat in a jam-packed stadium on national TV with the bright light shining? How does it happen? And what is the hoodie over there doing with the face guard on, like a face mask? I mean, he can't. His players just look over at him, and it's just a guy with a mask on. You can't see any emotion. What was he doing? Did he want to win that game or not?
Has he ever shown emotion ever?
Does he want to win that game or not? Was it too cold for him? Was it too cold for the Patriots?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It shouldn't be, because they I mean,
they played like they wanted the season to end. Jake.
One month ago, they played in Buffalo in that horrendously cold and windy game and won 14-13.
Maybe they just didn't want to do it again.
They passed the ball three times that day and won because they pounded it. And
I'm not talking about how badly they played. I'm talking about that they didn't show up to play. There's a distinction to be made. Obviously, they didn't play well. What I'm more concerned about is them not showing up. If I'm a Patriot fan. I mean, I read some stuff. That's by far the worst playoff performance by a Belichick team.
They were horrible.
By a Belichick team. Yeah. The 1-2 was low. It didn't seem like they wanted to be there.
Well, what you had, and I'm not trying to give the Patriots any excuses because I hate them. You know, I despise them with all my being as a Dolphins fan. I loathe that franchise. So anytime they fail is a win for me. But if I wanted to give any sort of reasoning as to why what happened, not defending the flatness. What happened was you went into an absolute buzzsaw. That's a team that you have pounded for two decades. And they've beaten you a couple of times now recently. But the Bills are like, this team came into our house, ran the ball three times, and beat us last month. That is not happening again. We are going to pound them, and we're going to keep pounding them until they don't know what their name is anymore.
And that is the top-ranked defense in the NFL, the Bills.
Yeah, it's not just – the offense was great.
Yeah, the offense was excellent.
I mean, as good as the defense was, the offense was better.
Emmanuel Sanders and Cole Beasley and obviously Josh Allen. See, Josh Allen is interesting to me because he runs the ball. You know, he runs the ball about as well as Frost did.
He looks awesome. He is.
That looks like Frost running. But – he throws the ball a little better.
He's got a
Frosty.
Cannon.
Yeah.
He has a cannon.
Yeah.
I mean, they had such good they moved the ball around. They had Dawson Knox at five catches, the tight ends. Stephon Diggs, three. Yeah. Isaiah McKenzie, three. Gabriel Davis, Emmanuel Sanders had a couple catches.
Yeah, I mean, they moved the ball around.
It wasn't like you were going to 15 times the same guy.
Right. No, you're right. Dawson Knox had that the early touchdown.
He had two touchdowns,
in the back of the end zone.
Right.
Great catch. Now, I will say this, too. Orchard Park is a beautiful spot, and you need to get to your former quarterback here in a second. But Orchard –
no, hang on. That's 645.
Oh, that's 645. Mm-hmm. Orchard Park, that's a great scene for the NFL. That's a great scene. I mean, that's why I was kind of upset with the Patriots. I'm all hunkered in on Saturday like a lot of people. Trixie got a Topper's pizza.
Oh, nice.
I know. It was fabulous.
Delicious.
I'm drinking rum, some kind of rum drink she had. It was a great, I was calling them rumbas, and it was really aggravating her. Rumba.
Oh, no. All right, if you say it like that, I get why she was upset.
But I was all settled in for a great game. It wasn't a game, but it was interesting. It was interesting to watch, even though it wasn't a great game. It was interesting to watch the Patriots not show up and Belichick have no answers for anything.
You might
and
say
not
interesting.
Really.
I say awesome.
Okay.
So,
but also what it was captivating to me, the crowd. I mean, it's a beautiful scene. I mean, it's jam packed in a frigid
cold day.
That's
what Buffalo does.
Yeah.
They're
rabid.
As much as I despise that franchise too, I respect the fans.
Rabid.
They are certified insane.
That's Husker type stuff there.
Oh, they're crazy with the Nebraska. I mean, they jump, they break their tables outside. They jump on tables and break them all the time. You don't see that in Nebraska. Like that is the best fan base in the NFL. Better than the Packers.
There's a fervor.
Better than the Patriots. That is the best fan base that exists.
Yeah, and they are.
Bar none.
Now, one more question. Is Leslie, would you be interested in Leslie Frazier, at the defensive coordinator for the Bills, as your head coach?
Well, the Dolphins have requested interviews for both Brian Daboll, the OC, offensive coordinator, and Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator.
For the Bills?
Yes.
Is that right?
Leslie Frazier, the former Minnesota Vikings head coach. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. I think Brian Daboll is who they would want because he worked with Tua at Alabama. They're trying to make him the best he can be.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if he's a great head coach, I'm not sold on that. But that's what I'm hearing is that that's the route they're going is Brian Daboll, a former failed Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator from years ago.
Oh, he can do better than that.
Maybe he's reborn.
Is Harbaugh coming up anywhere?
I don't hear the name.
I haven't
heard it. You know, the Bears still think they have a chance at him, but I have not heard the name at all the last week.
Oh, we haven't got to the Cowboys now.
Oh, yeah, we can't. How can we forget that? And by the way, people are on to you. Faisal says, I just hear a roundabout excuse for Nebraska from Sip right now.
No, Faisal. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying it clearly happens. But it's just confounding to me. I thought this was a profound example of a team not showing up to play in a moment where you would think that would never happen. That's all I'm saying. No excuses for anybody. But how do the Patriots come in there lackadaisical?
Buzzsaw.
I mean, are those guys, is that just too many veteran players that have seen all this before and they're not excited by
Mac
it anymore?
Jones is not a veteran player.
No, I know that.
They have a lot of guys that are new on that team.
Okay,
they've lost some veterans.
And Belichick's got to look at his, I'm going to say it, his culture. He's got to take that he's got to take that face mask off on the sideline.
You know, they did lose to the Dolphins last week.
Yeah.
By 9.
Okay. Cowboys. Yeah, okay.
Cowboys Niners was probably the best game of Sunday. It was not good for a long time.
I got a bone to pick with you on this one.
This game was 23-7 the fourth quarter. The Cowboys were bad offensively. The Niners were just pounding them on the ground. And Garoppolo wasn't great. He also threw a bad pick. But through three quarters, he played well enough. He was doing his job as a game manager, letting the running backs take over, letting Deebo Samuel do his thing offensively.
Oh, Deebo Samuel.
And letting
that's
Niners.
The bone I have to pick with you.
What did I do?
You're in that crowd that's always criticizing Frost for using Wandale Robinson as a running back at times. Do you criticize the 49ers coaches for using Deebo Samuel as both a receiver and a running back?
He's made it work. He likes doing it. Wandale wanted to be a receiver here, and he proved at Kentucky he's a good receiver.
Deebo Samuel does what's best for the Niners.
And they win.
That's
a playoff team.
Isn't there something to be said for that?
There's a little bit more buy-in because that team wins games. They're in the playoffs. He understands. If they were like 5-11, he might not feel the same way. That team is going to the second round of the playoffs.
My guess is a guy like Deebo Samuel would feel more like he needs to do whatever he has to do to help the team if they're struggling. Deebo Samuel does what he has to do to help the team. Why don't you criticize the 49ers?
Because it works.
It worked with Wandale Robinson. He was a great running back.
He wasn't supposed to be the running back.
Well, neither is Deebo Samuel.
The thing with the Niners is that
you can't defend it. You just got caught.
No, I'm not. Because
you got caught.
Because he's not the main running back. They still have a good running. Mitchell is a good running back. It's just a different look for the running back group.
Okay.
He's still mainly a receiver. He had six or seven carries yesterday, something like that. But Mitchell, the running back, is still good. Like, Nebraska used Wandale here because that was their best option they had, and they also had an injury there.
He's a good running back. He wasn't a great running back.
Like, Deebo is supposed to be a change of pace, not hey, you're going to be a running back now, not a receiver. Mm-hmm. Like, Wandale was essentially
was not their top running back. He didn't have that many carries.
How many carries did he have?
Well, you'd have to look back.
I'd have to look back.
Yeah. But he was just a stopgap.
Well, Deebo Samuel is not going to be a running back.
Why do people not criticize the 49ers staff for that?
Because it works for them. It works. It's working.
That's a bad argument. I mean, it worked with Wandale running back. I watched the Illinois game. He won the
that's
game.
That's okay. That's one game. Keep
he
going.
Won the game.
That's one
well,
game.
I mean, he was,
and that was a horrible defense.
He was
defense,
a good option
way.
For him there. Maybe they'd be, I mean, that's not a good, because all I would do is counter you saying that it works with, he would do it even more probably if they weren't playing well. He'd probably say, I got to do what I got to do to help this team. I mean, if that's all you got,
I think Debo has bought in because it worked. They're winning games. He's a huge part of their success.
I think he bought in because he knows it helps.
This is not a novel concept in the NFL. Percy Harvin did this.
Well, I just don't understand
why
were you okay? If it's not a novel concept, why were you so critical of Nebraska? Just because they're losing?
Because they didn't utilize him in the best way possible.
Oh, but they're doing it with Debo Samuel and the Vikings,
and he's been utilized well. It's working. It's not okay. Always a concept. It's going to work or not. It's working with Niners. It did not work.
Okay.
With the Huskers.
Switching gears. Randy Gregory is in a bad spot right now because he tackled an offensive lineman at a key moment. And by the way, I think McCarthy's in a bad spot. You mentioned one thing he's in a bad spot about, which was run that draw play late.
That's horrible. And he defended it too in post game, saying that was the right call.
Yeah.
He said it was the right call.
Okay, then what happens, of course, is they can't get the ball spotted in time. Game ends.
They try
without
to spike it, and it's at zeros. Game over.
Yeah, Cowboys should have had one last play to shoot into the end zone.
Correct.
Try to shoot the ball in the end zone and get the win. Okay, so McCarthy's in trouble that way. He's also in trouble because the Cowboys had 14 penalties.
Yeah, it was horrible.
14 penalties.
14.
Can you imagine what would happen here if Nebraska lost a game in that way, because the clock ran out, they didn't get a last playoff, and they had 14 penalties. I would say McCarthy is he in trouble in Dallas? Just based on that,
Jerry Jones was asked post game. He said there will be no changes in coaching staff.
That's a bad look. I mean, that was a bad look for the head coach yesterday. 14 flags, and Randy, bad look for Randy. Tackled that offensive lineman. I mean, the Cowboys had just gotten a stop on second down.
Right.
And he tackled the offensive lineman. First down, yeah, 49ers. Yeah, the first down, 49ers.
Right.
Drive.
And the play had like was like for 0 or -1 yards. Like they had done their job and got a negative play.
Randy lost his mind on that.
And Romo was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, Randy lost his mind on that.
Yeah.
Why did he tackle the guy?
Know.
It was away from the play.
I don't know. It was bad. I cannot defend.
Do people
Randy
understand
Gregory
what
at
we're
all.
Talking about? He plays on defense, and he tackled the
he
offensive.
Bear hugged offensive lineman and brought him down
to the ground. It's a good tackle, but he's not supposed to do that.
That's a lineman, not
right,
the guy
with lineman.
The
right.
Randy, he doesn't have the ball. The guy's over there.
Hey,
by the way, quickly, Debo Samuel. If you want to go back to there,
yeah.
Debo is 6'2", 220. Robinson was 5'10", 180 or something like
that's
that.
That's a good point. I'll give you that.
We always said Wandale's.
Yeah,
why are we putting Wandale through the tackles?
That's good. That's a
Remember
decent
that?
Point. That's a decent.
He wasn't big
point.
Enough.
Yeah, man. I'll just say this: Debo Samuel's good.
He's really good.
Yeah,
that guy's a stud.
He's a bear. He's a bear. He's a fast bear too.
So there you go. There's
he's a
break.
Fast bear. You wouldn't want that bear chasing.
No, there's a breakdown. And by the way, last night the game that we all thought would be a blowout and was the Chiefs smoke the Steelers 42-21 in Big Ben's final hurrah to the National Football League. That was ugly for a while. The Steelers were up 7-0 early second quarter on a fumble return by TJ Watt. And then the Chiefs said, all right, snap out of it. 21-7 at halftime. They had three quick scores, and then it was all over.
Jake, it was kind of fun watching the wild card round.
I told you you should do it because there's nothing else going on sports-wise.
Yeah. I got done with my stuff on Saturday pretty early. I only saw the second half of the Raiders-Bengals, but I probably saw what mattered.
The good news for you is there's another game tonight. One more game. If you don't want to watch Nebraska-Indiana basketball, you can watch. I guess this would be right after the game anyways.
Both.
Yeah, we can watch both. Sit down and on your couch and watch NFL. We got Cardinals at Rams tonight, 7:15 on ABC or ESPN.
Sit down on your couch.
Yeah, because you can watch 2 hours of Nebraska, and then you can watch 2 hours of football.
Yeah.
Or 3 hours of football.
I'm debating on that basketball game whether I want to watch it or not.
I don't know if I will.
But we
I'll
have
track to, it. I'll track it.
Yes. Don't we have to watch it?
I'll track it.
Because I think they got a good chance to win.
I don't.
what's the line?
What is the line? You want to guess?
Yeah.
We'll get that. Hang on. We'll get that next. Hang on, Harrison. We'll get it next. Right, we're going to basketball next.
Tease that.
There's your rundown of the NFL. We didn't mention the Bucs did beat the Eagles 31-15.
Yeah, why didn't we mention that?
Because the game was never a game. It was 31-0 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They scored two late touchdowns to make it look better on the box score. It was never a game.
Eagles, they couldn't pass the ball. They became one-dimensional.
They didn't try. I mean, that game was so boring. Bad start yesterday, but Niners Cowboys was good.
Great game.
Especially with the epically dumb ending for the Cowboys.
Niners Cowboys was great TV.
Nebraska ball had a predictably bad loss to Purdue. They play tonight. Any chance for them? What's up next? An early break in the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.